Ted! Teddy, we're home! You surely missed a lot of fun. Ted? Ted, you here? That's funny. Lights all on. Good heavens, towels all over the floor. What in the
world? Mama, Mrs. Hines just said that Daddy rushed off to the hospital with Teddy. Something terrible has happened.
Transcribed from Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles.
Hello, Mrs. Hodges. Where?
In the next room, Mrs. Coleman.
Thank you. Ted, how is he?
He's badly burned.
How did it happen?
Well, after you and the girls left for the Halloween parade, Teddy and I started cleaning the basement. Then we decided to take our baths together. So, while we ate a little snack, I put the water on to heat, as usual since the heater broke. I'd put two buckets in the tub and was on my way back for the third when I heard him screaming. Honey, when I picked him up, the skin fell off.
And so began our vigil at the bedside of our two-year-old son. A vigil that lasted for 13 days and nights. Second and third degree burns covered more than 50% of his little body. My name is Naomi Coleman. My husband is the pastor of an independent church in a small community in New York. Since this accident occurred on Halloween 1965, we have proved over and over again the grace, mercy, and love of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us share with you this experience and the wonderful miracles which God performed for us. As the doctor and nurses gave emergency treatment to Teddy, I could hear Mrs. Hodges trying to locate a night nurse.
Hello, Doris. This is Mrs.
As soon as she said Doris, my mind was relieved. Doris Lawson had been my nurse 2 years ago when I'd given birth to Teddy. She and I had had an immediate rapport. And only a few weeks before, she'd come forward at our church to accept Christ. I was so relieved that she, a Christian nurse, would be taking care of Teddy.
We've done all that we can for him now. The hypo will help him rest.
Doctor, is his life in danger?
We can't tell yet, but it is serious.
But, Mrs. Hodges, Teddy can't stay there. We can't take a chance on his getting infection.
Then where do you suggest, Doris? We can't take him into the regular ward. There's meningitis and pneumonia there.
How about obstetrics? Oh, there's only a preemie in there right now, and
well,
I think...
Well, I don't know.
We can keep everything completely sterilized in OB. He's got to have the isolation.
All right, take him to OB. Make sure you arrange to have somebody on duty constantly.
Saturday night was church visitation, and Ted felt it his duty to go. As I sat there alone, watching little Teddy that night, my mind went back to a song I'd heard on the radio several weeks before. The singer had read a poem between stanzas about those who had lost a little baby. I could recall how touched I'd been, and after the record had finished, I slipped into Teddy's room, knelt beside his bed, and committed him to the Lord. For the second time, I knelt beside Teddy's bed and gave him over to the Lord. When Ted came back later on, I told him about it, and together we knelt beside his bed. I'll never forget Ted's prayer, a wonderful prayer. It went something like this.
Oh God, thou hast given Teddy to us for these 2 years, and we're so thankful. Father, we entrust him now to thy care. Give us thy peace and strength and comfort, knowing that all is in accordance with thy will. If it be thy will to take him home to heaven, well then, Lord, take him home. but if it be thy will to spare him, then heal his body. We ask only that someone will find thee as Savior.
Sunday morning, Ted stayed watch while I went to play for church. There was no other organist. A lay preacher brought the message. In the past, we had fought coldness and indifference, but not that morning. Everyone was truly broken, and the Holy Spirit was able to work. I told Ted about it when I went back to the hospital. He was glad, of course.
But oh, what a price to pay.
Mrs. Coleman, we need your help.
Yes, of course.
We're having to give Teddy more fluid. He's broken the needle in his abdomen that was furnishing the liquid.
Why, he's all right.
The doctor has removed the needle, but he's taken a turn for the worse. He's gone into shock, and we need more serum albumin as quickly as possible. Since you work with our Red Cross chapter, things could be sped up if you'd call Washington for us.
Yes, of course. Anything for Teddy. The albumin did come in, but not from Washington. I found out later it was sent down from Canada. God used two countries to save the life of our son. Monday and Tuesday, Teddy's condition was touch and go. Thinking it might help him keep his mind off himself, I brought the picture that hung on his wall at home. It showed a boy standing at the wheel of a ship with Christ at his side. I put it in the window so he could see it when he awoke.
Tea, Mommy. Their boat. Mommy. Their water. Tea, Mommy. Their Jesus. Mommy. Their Teddy. Jesus, take care of Teddy.
Teddy! Teddy! Get me out! Water hot! Daddy!
All Tuesday night, Teddy had tremors every 30 seconds and relived the time of the accident. He screamed for his daddy to get him out of the water. All Ted and I could do was watch and cry out to God. Unless you have Christ as your Savior, you can't possibly understand the peace that the Lord can send. During this most terrifying time, Ted and I both had a new assurance that our God was working things out. The next morning, Doris called me aside.
Naomi, Ted's going to lie there and die if we don't transfer him to another hospital. He needs more extensive lab work that we just can't do here.
What should we do?
We need to pray very specifically that the Lord will move on the hearts of the right people who can do something. I don't have the authority to say anything.
Then let's pray together right now. Before ye call, I will answer. The Lord did move on hearts. And that very afternoon, Teddy was taken 70 miles by ambulance to City Hospital and put under the care of a pathology specialist. 10 minutes after Teddy left OB, a woman was admitted in labor and was delivered 16 minutes later. From the moment Teddy was moved to City Hospital, we had assurance that he was getting the best care possible. In fact, his treatment was a first.
I want to put Teddy in a water bath. He'll float in a semi-weightless condition so that the pressure of his body will be evenly distributed. I must tell you that this has never before been used on a burn victim, nor on a child. He'll have to be watched around the clock as a precaution, you understand?
Yes, Doctor. Do what you think best.
We'll try to find some special nurses to help. But there were no nurses to be found. We even made a plea through the radio stations. Ted and I once again kept a 24-hour vigil, this time lasting for 9 days. On the 10th day, Teddy was scheduled for surgery.
Reverend Mrs. Coleman, I will do all I can for your son, but you have a right to know there's only a fair chance of survival. His life is in danger even by putting him under anesthetic, but I can't do the work without it.
Thank you for telling us, Doctor. You do what you must. The Lord will have his will.
The operation lasted for 2 hours. When the doctor came out, I shall never forget the look on her face. It was radiant and her eyes sparkled.
It's miraculous. There's tissue over every part of his body.
This is the WDLC 6 p.m. News Roundup. News Director Art Barron reporting. About 45 minutes ago, Mrs. Naomi Coleman came into the WDLC studios with her 2-year-old son, Teddy, in her arms. He will be home for Thanksgiving and 3 weeks thereafter. A couple of weeks ago, hospital authorities said his recovery was miraculous. One official said this kid will make it out of sheer determination. But I, for one, did not expect him to be here at the station today. However, he will have to go back for more treatment in about 3 weeks. Examinations will then be conducted. But he is home for Thanksgiving, and he couldn't have picked a better day to be home.
Less than a month after my son was burned, we brought him home. And in about 2 weeks, he was out of the wheelchair and walking again. Those who had not seen Teddy when he was so seriously burned could not believe, because such a miracle of healing had taken place in his little body. Today, except for some scars that must be removed at some future date, Teddy is as normal as any other 2.5-year-old boy. But the greatest miracle of all was not the miracle of the body healing. It was the healing of the sin-sick souls that saw how the great physician worked in the body of this precious little boy and in the hearts of those who loved him and trusted Jesus as their own personal Savior. This miracle is for you today and for every precious soul who will, in simple, childlike faith, turn to this great physician and trust Jesus Christ as his own personal Savior from sin. And he'll know the healing touch of the Savior that heals sick lives, heals sick hearts and sick minds, sin-sick souls, and gives release, forgiveness of sins, and life everlasting. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep me. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out."
This has been the story of Reverend and Mrs. Theodore Coleman and their son Teddy, reenacted as they lived it, and presented as a testimony to the power and saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Miracles is a Bob Jones University production.